King Tut's Family Secrets. King Tutankhamun was just 19 when he died in 1322 BC. He was the last king of a powerful family that had ruled Egypt for centuries. When he died, Tut, as Tutankhamun is often known today, was placed in a luxurious gold-filled tomb. There he lay forgotten until the tomb's eventual discovery by archaeologist Howard Carter in 1922. Although much was learnt about his life, two things remained a mystery: the reason for his early death and the identity of his family members. Recently, however, improved X-ray technology and DNA analysis have given new clues into Tut's life and death. In 1968, Tut's mummy was X-rayed in the hope that some light could be shed on the mystery of how he died. It was discovered that some of the bones in Tut's chest were missing, and that he had a serious fracture above his left knee. As Tut was a trained fighter and hunter, the researchers saw these things as evidence of war injuries, or that he had hurt himself in a hunting accident. Some thought that the leg injury may have led to infection which killed him. The researchers also discovered something very interesting. There were pieces of bone inside the skull, causing many to believe that Tut had been hit on the head with such force that it had killed him. In 2005, however, scientists disproved the murder theory. Under the direction of Zahi Hawass, head of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities, a CT scan was carried out. This showed that the damage to Tut's skull occurred when he was being made into a mummy. Hawass's team also discovered that Tut was about 1.7 meters tall with a slim build. His teeth were in good condition, and he appeared to be well-fed and free of disease. But if he was a healthy young man, then how did he die? Looking for answers, Hawass re-examined the mummy in 2010. A new CT scan revealed that Tut had been born with a serious foot condition that made him unable to walk without a stick. Furthermore, they found DNA evidence that he had been suffering from the most severe form of malaria. Could Tut, weakened by years of disease, have finally died following an infection caused by the leg injury discovered in 2005? Further analysis led to another possibility. Scientists knew of two genetic problems that Tut suffered from: the foot condition, and another possible problem with the roof of his mouth. This led to the theory that Tut may have been born with other, more serious genetic problems that may ultimately have contributed to his death. In addition to Tut's cause of death, Hawass was also interested in discovering the identity of his family members. Miraculously, DNA analysis on several mummies enabled the scientists to fill in many names on the family tree, bringing to light information lost for thousands of years. They showed that a mummy called Akhenaten was his father, while a mummy known only as the younger female from tomb KV35 was his mother. They also discovered that one of the mummies in tomb KV21 was probably his wife, Ankhesenamun, while the two babies found in Tut's tomb were probably children of theirs. Furthermore, they were able to identify his grandparents, Amenhotep III and the beautiful queen Tiye, and even his great-grandparents, Yuya and Tuya. Today we know much more about the boy king than ever before. We know who his family were, and that he suffered from health problems that would have been painful and uncomfortable, one or more of which must have killed him. But we also know from depictions of the royal couple found in his tomb that his life was not all suffering. They are shown happily in love. With the investigations into the lives of Tut and his family, as Haworth says, the researchers seek to honour them and keep their memories alive.